Morning, all.
You walked in this morning with a battle with no ceasefires. It's always ever present. In fact, you're in it right now. You may be asleep, but the enemy is not. He prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking to devour you, to take you down, to enslave you. You are under attack. The enemy will lie to you. He will deceive you by saying, there is no hope for you. You are too bad. God doesn't want you. It's too late. You can't change now. God can't love you. You are no good. Look at your past. God won't use you. Nobody cares for you. God doesn't love you. You will never amount to anything. You are a lost cause. But there is hope. He's a king, but not only a king, he's the King of Kings. And the King of Kings tells you today, my love for you endures forever. I know the plans I have for you, plans to give you hope and a future. I have given you a new beginning. I take great delight in you. I rejoice over you with singing. I have forgiven your past. Look forward. You are a new creation. All things have become new. So we are here to echo his glory, not trumpet ours. We are here to celebrate the love that was proved on the cross. We are here to magnify his name so that others might come. We are here because God loved us first. We are here because he has called us into community. We are here because the gospel is the good news and it has forever changed us. We are here to worship our Creator, our Father, our Redeemer, our Savior. We are here to receive his grace and mercy. We are here to offer our bodies as living sacrifices, to surrender ourselves to his will. We are here to echo him with our lives, our passions, with all we have. That's why we sing, that's why we celebrate, that's why we are here.
Please stand and worship with us.
the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven roar and fire fall. Come shake the ground with the sound of revival. Let heaven.
Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I said to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him.
Your love never fails. together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good. You make all things work together for my good.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Thank you. Psalm 6 says, Lord, do not rebuke me in your anger or discipline me in your wrath. Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord, how long? Turn, Lord, and deliver me. Save me because of your unfailing love. Among the dead, no one proclaims your name. Who praises you from the grave? I am worn out from my groaning. All night long, I flood my bed with weeping and drench my couch with tears. My eyes grow weak with sorrow. They fail because of all my foes. Away from me, all you who do evil, for the Lord has heard my weeping. The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame.
To seek your face, Lord, all I am is yours. My whole life I place in your hands, God of mercy. Yeah.
Romans 6:15-18. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under law but under grace? By no means. Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted. You have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness.
To break every chain, to break every chain.
to break every chain, to break every chain, to break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up, oh God. Yes, there's an army. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Thank you.
powerful and mighty God. I just ask that you would just remind us daily that no matter what we do, you're still going to love us. No matter what we say, you're still going to love us. But that we also need to try and live out lives of righteousness and holiness, God. Thank you so much for sending your son to die for us. And thank you for blessing us with a beautiful day outside. In your name I pray, amen.